Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is the Rad Reality Show Network. We connect you to the reality stars you love. I'm Cherry Garcia, and I'm so glad to have you here with us for the Big Brother 18 Roundtable Show with our host, Michael Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother Season 5, and he was also a member of the Four Horsemen Alliance. And as always, fans are encouraged to call in at 1-347-237-5506. Please remember to press the number 1 key on your phone once you're on our switchboard. That lets us know that you're ready to join us on air and you're not just listening to our show from the switchboard. Let's play a little intro music for our host. Here we go.
Cowboy.
Cowboy, baby.
It's June 30th, 2016, and we're one day away from entering the 4th of July weekend. But first, we just watched the first live eviction of the summer on Big Brother Season 18. So let's welcome our host of the show, Michael Cowboy Ellis, and get this Big Brother 18 Roundtable Show started right now. Michael Cowboy Ellis, how are you and how did you like the show tonight?
Yeehaw! Wow, what a night it was. I tell you what, the person I was rooting to go home went home. There was not a one tear in my eye, but I am crying if he does come back. That would be brutal, but we will talk about that throughout the show. But I love tonight. There was a lot of stuff that was not covered that I've heard. A lot that happened in the house with, you know, spoilers and everything that they did not have time to edit and put on the show. I am glad that we have our special guests coming on tonight just because a lot of the controversial racial comments and stuff, what I heard was about James. So I'm curious to see and touch base on that. I'm just, you know, Cherry, I'm going to have to say, I'm just sick and tired of people putting people down about race and shit. It's to the point where I just want to jump over the Big Brother wall and do some damage, you know. It just, you know, and I care a lot about James, and maybe that's probably why I get defensive. But I know James is tough enough to defend himself, and you know, I feel like he's sitting pretty in the house, and I'm excited because I feel like he is sitting really nice in the house. So what do you think, Terry? You think he's sitting nice? You think that he's going to make it to jury round to final three maybe?
I certainly hope so. You know, when we saw the piece tonight where he was doing girl talk with the girls, you saw the guys getting upset, and I think they were just jealous. You know, they're just jealous of James because he has such a good rapport with everyone, and they're just jealous of James, and that's all there is to it. But we do have guests on our switchboard, so I don't know when you want to bring them up, but I think that, you know, the guys are just jealous of James because he has such a great personality, and he gets along with everybody. And even when people are trying to come against him, he finds a way to smooth things out and work with them. And I commend him for that. He works so well with everyone. And he's got such a great personality. And he doesn't ever try to, you know, work. He's not mean. He's never mean to anybody. And to me, I think that speaks volumes about who he is.
Absolutely.
And I love his pranks, by the way. So.
And that's why I want to get our guests up on that switchboard and talk about his pranks because, oh my gosh, he is a very entertaining guy, and I love to wait for the next prank he's going to do in the Big Brother house. But I like to pull our guests up, and I like to talk about some of those pranks.
Let's do this. First up, we have Miss Bree. Hi, Bree. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in. You're on with Cowboy Ellis from Season 5 of Brother.
Hey, Bree. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I tell you what, so far, are you pleased with James's gameplay?
I am. This cast is a little, I don't know, they're a little weary, but, I mean, I think he'll make it through.
You know,
he's a lot more quiet this time.
I've noticed that. But the thing is he's a very, you know, this is the thing. I got the opportunity. I don't know if you know this, Bree, but I got to go down when he did his big shindig in Fort. Oh my gosh, I just went blank. Huh? Wichita Falls. Yes, I live about 2 hours away from there. And I got the privilege to get to meet James and hang out with him. And, you know, James started getting quiet then. You know, it caught him off guard. You know, what people don't realize, I understand just because I did the same thing. You know, it's like one of those things where you're trying to soak it in. You know, you haven't, you know, recuperate, you know, from being in the Big Brother house because – that paranoia is still there. And, you know, I noticed that, but one great thing I like about it is, you know, James just came from it, and so he knows how to play the game a lot better than when he did the first time. And one great thing I'm noticing is he is being quiet, still doing his pranks. He's still James, but he's being patient. It's like he's, you know, going under the radar this time and, you know, trying to be very likable, and he's doing very good at it. And, you know, just to, you know, butter the girls up is a very great strategy because that's always a great strategy to have just because if you can get girls on your side, it's worth a million, you know, words in itself.
Yeah. He's always been like that, though. Like, it's not him buttering them up. He's always literally been one of the girls. And I know it's funny, but, I mean, always, like, even when we were together, you know, we'd literally sit around and, I mean, have girl talk. You know, when Bailey was in the hospital when she was a baby, he let me paint his toenails. I mean, like, he's literally always been one of the girls. So, I mean, that's why he fits in so well with the girls, and he's always been around. Like, when he was home, when he lived in Sumter, he was always around nothing but girls. So, yeah. I mean, that's why he's clicking with them so much. I mean, he's been around so many females that I think he may be a female by now. And that's why when Paul said something about the girl talk and then James isn't a girl, I was saying, like, I literally screamed at the TV, like, bitch, you don't know him. Excuse my French. But, I mean, he's literally always been one of the girls. And for him to, like, I don't know, get angry and act that way when he doesn't even know James outside of the house and he doesn't know that that's literally James, that he's not putting on a front. It just kind of pisses me off.
Right. But, you know, the thing is, you know, that's one great thing about Big Brother is, you know, the dynamic of different personalities that comes into the Big Brother
mm-hmm.
house. You know, I feel like I lost $500,000 because they thought I was fake. And I was this country boy that, you know, tries to help everybody. And, you know, it backfired on me. But, you know, I think that's the reason why I got along with James. And, you know, I talked about this once before, but, you know, when I called James when he was doing his event, he said, come on, brother. He said, you're part of the family. He said, we'll welcome you with open arms, and you're part of this. And he made my fiance and I feel welcome. I mean, it was not standoffish because I've been around some Big Brother people that we've been around and they basically just pushed us aside and everything. And I'm like, dude, I'm, you know, your brother, you know, it's like, you know, it's one of those things where we've all gone through it. And, I really hope that James pulls through. And, you know, as of right now, he doesn't have to worry. I mean, he's safe another week. And, you know, I feel like he will continue to be safe just if the 8-pack stays strong. He's very smart. That 8-pack, if they stay strong and they do not unravel, that will be your best alliance in Big Brother history if they stay together. Because usually when you have that many in an alliance, it does not work. It does not work. It falls apart. Your best alliance is 3 or 4 people. And the reason is, you know, to be able to keep each other check. But, you know, that's a lot of personalities in one alliance. But, you know, I think that he's safe. I feel like, and I have to say this, he's working great with Mama Day. I really don't know how I would do with Mama Day. I mean, she's calmed down. You know what, they've edited this, you know, this week. She's kind of calmed down a little bit, you know, maybe, you know, pulled off the reins a little bit. And, you know, I really hope that, you know, she does that because at the beginning, like the first night, I was like, oh, here's another season of watching her. But, you know, and I was really worried about James with her as well. But it seems to be working out really good. She hasn't, you know, said anything bad. James hasn't said anything bad. They know that they needed each other.
Yeah, with them being the only four.
So what does your daughter think about him back on the show?
Well, the first time that she seen, you know, when they had the premiere or whatever, as soon as she seen her daddy come out the trunk, it was, oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Well, we just lost both our host and our caller at the same time. So, and we just got them back. So,
sorry about
let's,
that.
Let's pick up that conversation where we left off.
Absolutely. So she got so excited to see her daddy, huh?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. All right. So
okay.
she was only 3 last year, so she didn't really she got into it. She loved seeing her daddy, you know, she got excited. But this year she's a little bit older and she knows a little more, like she knows about the live feed. I mean, she is so spoiled, it is unreal. I come home from work and it's, Mommy, I want to watch my daddy. And if she don't get her daddy right then and there, it's an all-out fit. So it's
wow.
A little challenging. It's a little challenging at times because you got to keep your patience with her. But, I mean, she gets to see her daddy more than when he was in Texas, so she just gets to watch him whenever she wants to, you know. So it helps out a lot, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So hopefully he comes home soon. Well, not soon.
Well, well yeah, right. At least 3 months, right?
Yeah, in 3 months, hopefully he comes home.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm a father of 3 kids, and you know, I think the world of my kids, and I think that's another reason why James and I bond so well. And he just talks about, you know, his daughter, and it's just, you know, I think when we went to Wichita Falls, I think there was a lot of floods up your way, and so back to go see her, and it was destroying him inside because he couldn't get to her.
Yep. There was all of our interstates were out. Like, he was supposed to come home, I think, like, the middle of October, because my son's birthday is the 15th of October. The flood happened, like, the 4th, I think. And he was supposed to come home around the 15th so he would be here for Landon's party. And he couldn't get in until the end of October because all of our roads were down and stuff. And we still haven't recovered from it. So, but, I mean, it's a work in progress, but we're coming back slowly but surely.
It was so cute when you were telling me how she wants to see James on TV all the time when she's...
Mm-hmm. She does. When I come home from work, y'all, I kid you not, the first thing she says to me is, "Hey, Mommy!" And she's got that really bubbly, very outgoing personality. So as soon as I walk in the door, it's, "Hey, Mommy!" And I'm like, "Hey, baby!" And then she says, "Can I watch my daddy now?" And then if I say, hold on, like if I'm trying to run through the bathroom or something, or I'm going to go fix me something to drink, I'm like, hold on, let me go, you know, whatever, I just got home. She's like, and she'll throw herself in the floor, and she will have an all-out fit until I put live feeds on my TV. It is so bad. She is so spoiled, but, I mean, she doesn't get to see her daddy that often, so I really can't complain. I mean, me and James, we have our fights, we have our faults, but I would never in a million years not let her see her daddy. And if she wants to see her daddy 24/7, guess what? I got to give it to her, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's just, you got to be patient with her. Because she can get very aggravating at times.
I bet, you know. I tell you what, it is, I don't know. I tell you, my kids are older. And so, you know, my baby boy is 11. And I still think it would still bother him if I went back in the big brother house. You know, he wasn't even, you know, thought of when I went and did, you know, season 5. But he's aware of it. What's so funny is he goes, "Dad, you know a lot of people." And I was like, "No, people knows me." You know, it's weird because he was starting to see, you know, signs that, you know, people was coming up to me, taking pictures and everything. And he just looks at me and goes, "Dad, you really do know a lot of people." And so, you know, he's old enough to know, you know, that that was on Big Brother, and he has seen clips, and he laughs, and you know, we haven't watched all of them, but you know, when they do, you know, clips and stuff, it's usually me streaking through the house, and he goes, "You did that."
That's what I told James last year when he went in. I was like, "This is all I'm asking." Okay, no sex in the house, no streaking through the house, no kind of nudity or crazy talk or nothing, because your daughter will be watching you, and when she gets older, she might reflect back to this and watch it again. So don't do nothing stupid. And I told him the same thing this year. So hopefully
well, I'll
he
stays
true to that.
I wish he had the pixels. I tell you what, if he had the pixels, I think he would have made that funny. I mean, he would just went all out. I actually said if I had pixels on me, I'd probably get myself in trouble. And, of course, Cheryl told me, she goes, "Honey, you would get yourself in trouble even if you didn't have pixels on you."
Yeah. Oh, Lord, so, I can't even think if he had pixels what he would do. That would be so bad. I'd be like, "Bailey, you got to go back to the 23rd. You got to watch this over and over and over." Yeah, that would be bad. Oh, but I'm so glad Jose is gone. I cannot stand him, and I swear to you, I hope he does not come back. I'm so Team Glenn all the way.
When are they going to announce
Michael,
who won that?
I don't know. I don't know when they're going to do that comp.
I don't either.
But we do have your other guest on the switchboard.
Oh, awesome.
So let's go ahead and bring him up. We have Jason Hester, James's roommate, on with us now as well. Hi, Jason.
Hey, buddy. Hello. What's going on, Cowboy? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It's been a month of Sundays, hasn't it?
Well, no. I can't wait to see you fall in the dirt again.
Oh, you know what? That was brutal. I can't believe Cheryl's actually going to put the video up, I think, this week. She just got back from a funeral in California, and so I think she's going to be putting that up. But, I mean, I still feel pain in my face. You know, embedded.
Oh,
Bree, just no. I was trying to be James, and you know, I'm 35 years old with a gut, and I'm, you know, I'm pretty old. I feel like, but I was like, y'all watch this. So Meg and Jackie went across the street. They were coming down. We were at the beach where we was about to go airboating, and so I was like, I'm gonna scare them. And so I was in flip-flops, and I run, and I flip over the sand and hit my head face first in the sand. And it hurt so bad. And I don't even know if I scared the girls. I think I'm more scared myself than anything. I probably got a concussion.
Oh,
but,
yeah, the video.
Know, I was trying to fit
hear
in. I told Cheryl, I was like, it would have been dangerous if James and I both was in the Big Brother house.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, I was trying to compete against him. I'm a, you know, competitor by, you know, nature. But, you know, speaking of doing pranks and stuff, I wanted to talk about this. I'm actually shocked they let him put mayonnaise in the moisturizer lotion bottle, because we could. Back in the day, you know, almost 13 years ago, we couldn't do that. You could not sabotage like that. And I think it's so funny that they allow him to do that. And she actually put mayonnaise on her face. I thought, how in the hell do you not smell mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
You're putting it on the face.
I have no idea. That's hilarious.
You know, I was actually
the best pranks.
I pranked James before he left, but he deleted the video, I think.
Oh,
I got him real good.
Oh, I have it saved.
I got him good.
You doing a prank to James, huh?
Yeah, I pranked him. I had one of my friends call him and pretend like she was a producer at Big Brother, and I was like, James, you're on the show, and he's like yelling and screaming and freaking out, and I was just videotaping laughing my head off, and he's like, I'm on Big Brother. I was like, no, you're not. That was me. I've never seen disappointment like that in anybody's face. But luckily, a week later, I was going to post it up, but he got on. Like, less than a week later, Robin called and said, hey, you're going on the show. And then so I couldn't post it because I didn't want him to, you know, get in trouble for that video. And then I think he erased it.
Right. So you kept this secret that he was going back in the house. What did you tell people where he was at?
I'd just say I would tweet. He gave me his Twitter to tweet as him. And I don't know how to tweet as James. James's tweets are like a 15-year-old girl.
I told y'all he was one of the girls.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I said, too. I was tweeting country music lyrics, and like, I was like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. And people were like, why don't you send us a picture, James? So I sent a picture of that I took of him holding Gizmo before I took him to the airport. And they're like, you tweeted that in the middle of the night, and in the picture is daytime. I was like, okay. But, yeah, those BB fans are hardcore. They're like, this isn't James. The spelling is correct, and the punctuation is correct, too.
They catch on to the smallest little things.
Yes, James texted me. I'm like, man, you need to learn to spell. He's like, I don't need to learn to spell. You understand what I'm saying. And I'm like, man, you spell like a 10th grader. Come on now, please.
It sounds just like them. Oh, my goodness. You know, the thing is everyone, it was spoiler for the longest time. People thought I was in the house. And
I
was getting texts and phone calls and everything, and I was like, yeah, I took a track phone and hid it in my pants and took it to the room, and I'm still talking on it. You know, I'm like, really, people? I mean, I was having friends literally trying to call me out. Michelle Costa, season 10, she was like, Cowboy, you're in sequester, aren't you? People was really texting to see what I would say, to see if someone had my phone, you know.
Hey, everybody wants you to go back.
Huh?
Well, we all thought she was in the house last year.
Right. Absolutely. We thought Michelle Costa was in the house because it was a strong rumor that her and Ian was in the house last year, and we tried calling both of them out, and they're laughing at all of us. Like, you know, y'all are just nuts. And we were like, you know what, maybe producers are letting them have their phone to mess with us.
Man, they need to put you back on season 19.
Well, I tell you what, I would love to play the game with James. I would like for All-Stars, next year. And, you know, I tried to get my daughter to, you know, she'll be 18 next year. And I said, hey, Zoe, you should go on Big Brother with me. She goes, no. Why? She goes, because that's not me.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't do it.
You know, I would love to play the game, you know, with my daughter in the house. But the thing is I don't know if I would, just because for the simple reason I would want to protect her. And if she was on the block or something, you know, I would want to, you know, take the place.
Well, you could be an evil dick, you know, just do what evil dick did.
But, you know, the thing is I'm not evil dick. You know, I could not do that to my daughter. If my daughter had an opportunity to win the game versus myself, I'm going to let her prevail and win. You know, that's just how I would play the game. You know,
because you're about to be in a nursing home, and you know if you if you win, she's probably going to forget about you, just leave you in there to die.
Hey, I appreciate that. You're absolutely right. So my kids probably already have a nursing home picked out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're still a baby yourself, Michael.
You're still a youngin'. Terry, I would really like to see a All-Stars too. I really would. I'd like to see some hardcore. I still say this. I'd like to see 30 All-Stars and 10 people. I mean, all 30 are fighting for their lives, but 10 go home the first night. I think everyone that is on All-Stars should have an opportunity to fight for their lives, not voting or anything like that. It is a competitive show. I would love to see like a strong all-out competition and see who wants to be there.
Are you going to beat Jesse this time? You're sneaking to his room and choking him out before.
I have to say that since you brought this up, you know, my mother cannot stand Jesse just for the simple reason. She goes, he's really not that handsome. And I'm like, Mom, I really don't want to hear that coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? She's a good mommy. But anyways, I'd like to talk about the show a little bit. Of everyone in the house, who do y'all like besides James? You can't say James because we all love James. But out of the house, who do y'all really like and hope to see be maybe next to James or go as far as James?
As bad as it sounds,
I always go, go ahead, just because he's crazy. Like, I don't like him as a person, as a player, but, you know, it's just funny to sit back and watch the crazy people.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, everybody else is normal and whatnot, and I just like seeing Josiah be crazy. I don't know. There's something wrong with me, I guess, but.
There's nothing
think,
normal about this cast.
Yeah,
this is a crazy cast.
And it's hilarious to me, like how delusional he is.
Me too.
Yeah.
The reason that I have absolutely no respect for Jose is for what he said about the 4th of July. That does not sit well with me, especially being that I have so many friends. I mean, Jason, you were in the military too. I have so many friends and family members that have been in, you know, the military, and that didn't sit well with me. And then with him calling himself the Messiah, no, not today, Satan, not today.
I don't like any of that, but, I mean, regardless of what
but
you're
I mean,
going to do, you know, you're going to have people
like,
who dislike you.
Yeah, he was crazy, though. He did, you know, like, kind of make the house crazy and stir up some drama, and that is entertaining, but
yeah,
I have absolutely no respect for him.
No, I don't either as a person, but
yeah,
it's
well,
crazy.
Mean,
it's hilarious.
And didn't he and Paul, they also did some racist comments towards James.
Yes, they did, and that kind of
that
pissed me off too.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, I'll be honest with you. I was really shocked that Julie Chan was as nice as she was to him. I mean, I know that she knows about it, you know, and I just, you
absolutely.
Know, I was like, I don't know. I just, I don't do very well with racist comments. And it just, to me, it's, and then him calling himself the Messiah, that also, you know, bothered me as well. And,
oh, yeah,
you know, I have these two amazing guests that comes into Chili's all the time, and they are huge Big Brother fans. And they came in tonight and before I left, and they said, I hope Jay-Z leaves. I can't stand him. I just hate him, how he's, you know, talking and how He thinks he's running the show and everything. So, I mean, he's got underneath America's skin. And I really hope that Glenn, what I heard is, I guess Glenn and Jay-Z has to compete against each other to be able to come back into the house. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're gonna battle it out, and whoever loses goes home, and then whoever wins has to fight with the next evicted house guest, and that they're gonna do it for the first five evicted. One of the first five evicted will go back into the house. So we have five or four chances.
It's almost like Redemption Survivor. That's what it is. It's like Redemption Island. It's that all over again.
Yep. They tried to put a twist on it. But I think
for the game wise, I hope Glenn goes back. I really like him. I think him and James can team up, be a powerhouse to the end.
I agree.
Yeah, I love Glenn, and they both have a law enforcement background. You know, so I think they would click very well. I think my favorite
daughter as well.
Yes, actually, yeah. I think my favorite in the house, though, and this may sound crazy coming from me, is Tiffany. Like last season, I despised Vanessa. Despised her. Her voice, the way she talked, the way she held her mouth. I mean, she really got under my skin. But Tiffany seems to be different. Right now, I like Tiffany, but if she turns out to be like Vanessa, I'll probably hate her, too.
I don't think she's like Vanessa. I think she's like the opposite of Vanessa.
I think, to be honest, I have a sister, obviously, and we're both 14 months apart as well. So, and we are we're polar opposites, you know? I think maybe that they're polar opposites, but they look alike and they talk alike, just like me and Kayla, which is my sister. So hopefully Tiffany is the better half of the two. But my sister really likes Tiffany too. So and of course I love Polly.
I like Tiffany. I like Polly too. I chose Polly, Tiffany, and Bridget before I knew that James was in the house, and, of the veterans, I would love to see James at the end. Frank plays an amazing game. He's a smart guy. I mean, obviously, he's America's player as well. So you've got America's player against America's player. So I'm curious.
Go ahead.
I'm curious to see who America's favorite is going to be after this is all said and done. But I think it's going to be James. I really do.
I love Frank too, though. So I told my mom earlier, I was like, Mom, can I trade in James and get Frank? And she was like, No, Brianna. And I was like, Damn it. But yeah, I love Frank. Very smart.
I don't think it's going to matter because James is going all the way this year. I have a feeling, like a good, strong feeling, that he's going to go all the way.
We were talking before he found out that he was going back to Big Brother and stuff. And, I called him up one night and I was like, look, I can't do this anymore. You need to come home, yada, yada, yada. Like, I'm tired of taking care of all these kids on my own. And I mean, and he was like, Brianna, if I had the money to come home, I would come home. Like I would come and I would help you. And I told him, when he told me he was going back on Big Brother, I said, James, this may be it. You know, you may be going and you may be winning so that you can come home and you can help raise your daughter. And you're not going to be 17 hours away. So, I mean, I hope he does win so that he can come home and he has the freedom to go and visit his friends and, you know, do things with everybody and doesn't have to worry about money. And Bailey doesn't have to worry about whether or not Daddy's coming to see her or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, I think James will make everything possible. I mean, I feel like, you know, things happen for a reason. And I'll be really honest with you. I would love to play the game with James, but it would be hard for me as a person because it is a game, but I also keep my friends close to me too. And it would be hard to play with some good friends. And I think that's what All Stars is going to be about. And I'm afraid, like, a lot of friendships are going to run because of it.
Yeah.
You're a better man than me. I'd vote off James first thing. $500,000. Bye, James.
Bye, James. See you later, buddy.
I'll see you at the house.
Yep. I just know. In the chat room, many of the people were talking in the chat room, and they all want to see you go in and play Big Brother because they think you would kick ass in Big Brother.
Who, me?
Oh, I'm not nice like James.
Yes.
Who, me or Jason?
Bree, you.
Oh.
I want to go play Big Brother. Look, if I had the nuts to leave my kids for 3 months, I'd be gone. But y'all, I don't know if I could do it. I think I would have an emotional breakdown because if my kids are away from me for longer than a day, like I'm freaking out. Like, where's my babies? I need my babies. I'm supposed to be washing something, or I'm supposed to be cooking food, or you know, I'd be pacing around the house because I'm supposed to be doing something. I'm so used to always doing something that I wouldn't know what to do. I would completely lose it, I think. Because I'm a very emotional person.
They all think
person.
That you would definitely kick butt in the Big Brother house.
I would.
So you know.
I know that I would because I have the personality for it. Like, I could do it. It would just be being away from my kids and not being able to talk to them, you know, other than them hear me say, hey, Bailey, hey, Landon, I love you. You know, I'm doing this for you, yada, yada, yada. But I seriously think, like I was thinking, like I think the first show, I was like, you know what, I might apply next year. I should have applied this year and tried to get in with James and me and James playing in the house together and nobody know because, I mean, I just chopped my hair off and dyed it dark brown. So nobody would have known who I was. And nobody ever really saw me anyways unless they were on my Twitter. So, and not very many people's on my Twitter. Not very many people follow me like that, which is cool. Like, I don't like for my phone to be blown up, but I think if we would have got house together, it would have been World War III.
Yeah, I think you would do quite well.
I think I might apply next year.
Well, we will all be rooting for you, girl. You know that.
Yeah, maybe you'll get in and maybe I'll be in there too. Maybe they'll do the same type of twist.
Hey, yeah, for real though. Jason needs to go in with us.
Oh, there you go.
I'd go in there and be like, you know what? I can't stand cowboys or Asians.
Yes, she was engaged to an Asian cowboy.
Hey, we could call ourselves Triple Threat.
I'd go in there.
These names
How about
are
that
real.
Team name?
Yeah, these team names crack me up. Like,
so
what do you think about
like
the Fatal Five?
Yeah, Team Unicorn. I'm a. Have some words with James about that when he gets back.
That had to have been James, Jason. Had to have been James. that had to have been James. I never saw when they picked their team name, but it had to have been James. Like, hands down, I would put my last dollar, and I would bet that it was James.
Probably.
Because, I mean, who comes up with that?
Team Unicorn, though, it's weird.
But you know what?
Yeah, but
it's
Bailey,
not,
Bailey loves unicorns, though. That's her favorite animal. So that may be where it came from.
Probably. But it's not as bad as Big Sister.
Oh, my God, yes.
Big
Especially as a group with men. I'm like, come on, guys, I'm in this group.
Girl talk. Come on now.
That's
and freakazoids.
That's probably why Paul was so mad when he wasn't included in Girl Talk.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Yeah. They're all just jealous of James because he was in there all snuggled in with all the girls and they weren't. That's all it was jealousy.
That's been James. I mean, as long as I've known James. And
yeah, me too.
Jason,
yeah.
Jason, I've known him for 10-plus years, I think.
Yep.
Something like that. Yeah, that's been
probably,
James.
Probably, I don't know. I met you through him.
Yeah, and we
like
met
10 years ago.
Yeah, so it's probably been longer than that. But me and James were best friends before Bailey was ever even thought of. And, I mean, we used to lay in the bed at night and have girl talk before we ever had Bailey or was together or anything. So he's always been one of the girls.
I said that during the interview last year on episode 29. I said James is just one of the girls.
Yeah, he is, though. I don't like the fact that they brought in so many people who haven't watched Big Brother, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Like, they haven't followed. So, I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me knowing that they're going into the house, like, blinded, which, I mean, it's kind of better for James because they don't know what the hell to do. But, you know, it just, I don't know. I would think that they would pick more people that were into Big Brother rather than, oh, I'm going on a game show or I'm going on a TV show, reality show, whatever you want to call it.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, last year, even though James watched the show, he had to watch like 5 seasons or something. So me, him, and Wilson just sat and watched 5 seasons back to back to back for like a week straight.
Well, see, like I said last year, the funny part about it is me and James split up, what, 2.5 years ago? Almost 3 years ago? How long has he been living in Texas, Jason?
Since October 2014.
Okay. So October of this year will be 2 years. So about, I'd say, 2 years ago. We were literally sitting in his living room, and I've always been a real huge Big Brother fan. And we were watching Big Brother or whatever, and I was like, James, you should totally apply. Like, you would totally get it. He's like, no, I wouldn't. They wouldn't have nothing to do with me. And then he calls me and says, hey, I applied for Big Brother, and I'm going on Big Brother. I was like, oh, my God. And then for him to go back 2 years in a row, I was like, they had to have loved you, so you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, I knew he was going back. Once they put him on every TV show they had available, I knew he was going back.
See, I didn't really keep up with all the different shows and stuff that he was doing because, to be honest, I couldn't keep up with all the fans and stuff. Like, I backed up from social media completely because I got overwhelmed with it. I was like, I can't do this. And then when he came home and we went trick-or-treating and everybody was like, let me take a picture. And then they would get close to Bailey. Jason, you know how I am, not my youngins, like, don't touch my babies. And they would get close to Bailey, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Y'all can take a picture with him, but don't touch her. I'd be scared somebody's going to try to snatch her up or something.
Leah in the chat room is saying it sounds like Polly won HOH. That, I mean, that might not be a bad choice.
That might not be bad, huh?
Then get rid
of
Vic then.
I hope so, y'all. I cannot stand Victor, and if he don't take my baby's hat off,
Cherry says it's Polly or Bridget.
Joker's Polly.
If they pulled a cowboy, and Bridget was James's sister,
they Joker's has confirmed Polly is HOH.
Polly, sweet.
I love Polly, y'all. Probably because I'm like head over heels in love with Cody, but we won't go there. I told
we have a question.
Go ahead. I don't even remember what
you
going to
say
now. I don't know.
You're head over heels in love with Cody?
Oh, yeah. I told James last year when he came home, and he sent me a Snapchat of Cody and Austin saying hey to me, and I sent that. I was like, tell my future husband I love him. And James got all jealous. That was funny. We have a question from the chat room. Jason Lee wants to know, Michael and everybody else, what you think about the people in the house complaining about the twist. They're complaining, saying that the twists are leaning toward helping the vets. What do you think about them complaining and saying that the twists are helping the vets out?
There was not one twist other than the teams, but that was understandable to me because if they didn't put them in teams, the vets would automatically have been up and that would have been 1, 2, 3, 4, and then that's it.
I don't think they would have went out like that, though, because they put in 4 strong vets. I can kind of see where they're gravitating towards that. But to be honest, Big Brother's motto has always been expect the unexpected. And if you're not ready for that, then don't sit there and complain and whine about it. Just do what you got to do to make do.
Absolutely. You know, there's 4 veterans, and it was stacked against them, actually, you know. And so I feel like they made the work to make that 8-pack alliance. I mean, to me, they still had to work for what they have. You know, any of them could have said no, but I felt like they literally had to work for what they've got. I mean, it took 15 minutes, but, I mean, they still had to work for it. But
the thing...
what?
The thing about
apparently
it,
he's
though,
saying that fans are complaining as well, that, like, people on Twitter and stuff are complaining that it's leaning toward the vets.
The fans never liked the veterans versus the newbies anyways. They never have. And I'm actually shocked that production did it again.
I agree with that.
I've always liked the seasons with the veterans because I like to see how the house freaks out when the veterans come in. You know, they're like, oh my God! But see, this cast, because they didn't follow Big Brother and they don't know how it works. They went into the house, especially Jose. They went into the house, guns a-blazing. You can't do that in Big Brother. If you've watched one season of Big Brother, you know that. You know, and
that's James
for people to... Huh?
So that's James' strategy. Jerry told him to not win HOH until after Jerry. So if you know that James is the first one to fall off his logs on his team.
Yeah, I mean... Well, he told me that anyway. He told me that when he went back into the house, he was going to be very quiet. He was still going to do pranks and whatnot, but he wasn't going to try to talk like, you know, crazy game with everybody. Like, he was just going to kind of go with the flow and that he wasn't going to win any competitions until after jury because he didn't want to put a bigger target on his back. So...
Absolutely. And I'm looking in the chat room, and MN Dreamer said, at least the vets are not getting a free ride like seasons past. And I agree. I feel like they've had to work to establish themselves. But I think it's unfair. Well, I could say unfair, but, you know, Bree, you say that, you know, people didn't really watch Big Brother that much. But I think that was another reason why they did put people that Harley has watched the show so they wouldn't be all on the better. But in reality, it still didn't change much. It's weird how people are drawing towards the veterans. And basically, they're just giving the veterans, one and two. I'm wondering who's going to make the first move. And if I had to guess who would make the first move, it's going to be Paul if they don't get Paul out in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah,
definitely. I think if Paulie is the HOH, either Paul, Vic, or one of those girls is going home.
I hope Paul goes home. Like, I don't like Victor,
But I cannot stand Paul. Just because, I mean, he's no better than Jose. He thinks the world revolves around him. And I really wish I was in that house so that I could, you know, give him a taste of reality and be like, hold on a minute. Here you go. Let me tell you a little bit about yourself, and then you can go on and cry in the corner.
What?
What chat room are y'all in, by the way? Because I don't know what chat room y'all are in.
Yeah. I don't know how they found this stuff out either.
It's part of our show. If you click on the link that takes you to our show and then scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's a chat room attached.
Oh, I don't even think I've ever went to that.
Yeah, I go in as a guest, and I look at it, and people don't even know I'm in there. But, you know, we have some regulars in there, you know, and it's just, with them coming back, every show that we have and people that listen to podcasts and everyone that listens to our show, we do appreciate y'all. Without y'all, we would not be doing this. And, you know, Bree, and I'll tell you what, it's awesome. I think I got jealous because I think last year y'all went on Michelle's show. And I was like, why are they on Michelle's show? And that's what happens when we've got, you know, two reality stars doing shows. We fight over guests and stuff, but it happens. But Michelle's awesome. I think the world of Michelle, and you know, I tell you what, I hope and I pray that James does make it to the end. And I feel like if he don't, he's going to be probably like me. He's going to feel like he's let down his friends and family. And, you know, I think that James has a future. You know, production seems to find him work. It was good to see him on The Price is Right. You know, I hope that they continue. Maybe get him a full row on The Bold and the Beautiful. You know, maybe he can all-time friend, you know, on The Bold and the Beautiful. I would like to see something like that for him to better himself.
Yeah, I mean, he really deserves it, too. So James is not a bad guy. I know there's a lot of people out there. Like, I've seen on Twitter where people were bashing James and stuff, and James is not a bad guy. James has never been a bad guy. I mean, we've had our faults. Don't get me wrong. And I hate James one minute, and then I love James the next. But, I mean, that's our relationship. That's how we work.
Right.
But he's not a bad guy, and people need to realize that, you know, he's overcome a lot. And
right.
he really deserves a chance to better himself. He deserves a chance to not have to struggle. And that's why he's doing this. He's not doing it for the fame. He's honestly doing it for the money, because just like he told me before he left, he said, Brianna, I'm tired of us struggling. I'm tired of you having to stress out, wondering how you're going to do this or how you're going to do that. And, like, we've talked about the kids' college tuitions and yada, yada, yada. And, like, in my mind, you know, that races through my mind 24/7. I shouldn't have to worry about if my kids are going to be able to go to college, you know. And that's something, that's the things that he's fighting for. He's not there fighting for fame. He could care less about fame. He wants the money so that he doesn't have to suffer anymore in life. Or I wouldn't say suffer, but struggle anymore in life, you know?
Absolutely. Bree, I totally understand where you're coming from. You know, my daughter, she's going to be a senior in high school next year, and I tell you what, I worry every day how I'm going to put her through college, and I'm 1 year away. And I say 1 year away. She's actually going to go to college and go concurrent this next year, and I've got to pay for courses. And, you know, I worry about that too. And at least y'all got, you know, a few more years to worry about that. And I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there. And what people don't understand, and I'm going to get on my platform a little bit, you know, people see us, and, you know, that's been on Big Brother or Survivor or, you know, Amazing Race, and they think that we're rich. And,
you know,
the thing is a lot of us live paycheck to paycheck, just like the average person. We struggle too. We don't get rich. We don't get royalties off the show. One of the biggest things, what really kicked me off, you all, that I was working at Burger King shortly after Big Brother, and someone comes into Burger King and says, "Why are you working here?" So I can put food on the table.
Sure.
You know, it really ticked me off, and you know, I had to really try to humble myself and kind of calm down when people ask me, you know, those questions, because it really frustrates me, because people think because we're on those shows, we get royalties. We get that crap.
We have another question. Go ahead.
It's like everybody thinks that you make like $1 million just being on the show. And it's not like that, you know? So, and that's just, everybody thought James was all rich when he won America's Favorite and stuff. And they're like, "What did you do with the money? Yada, yada, yada." And everybody flipped out about him not having money or whatever. He had bills he had to pay. I had bills I had to pay. Like, I mean, we paid off a lot of stuff. And James, when James went to Texas, James literally had nothing. Am I wrong, Jason?
That's true. He came with Gizmo and two bags. And now he still has nothing, but he has a little bit more than that.
He's got a truck now.
Yeah, he found his bed next to, somebody threw it next to a dumpster, and James was like, "That bed is nice and soft. I'm going to take that with me."
Oh, my God.
It's really soft, though.
That
he
is
got
so
this,
disgusting.
Like, pillow top. Yeah, he's going to kill me for saying that, but he found a bed next to a dumpster, like, when he first moved here, and that's what he slept on.
Wow. You know what? That's crazy. You know, that's hard times. I mean, I can relate, you know, totally. You know, my kids can't really relate. I grew up very, very poor. We lived off the garden and farm animals and everything. And, you know, my kids, they don't have no worry whatsoever. You know, it's like, and they don't, to me, I don't think they appreciate it, you know, and, you know, we work really hard, and, you know, it's crazy, you know, what my parents had to do to get me through life. Now I feel like I've, you know, put my kids better than what they did, and, you know, I can only imagine what my kids are parents do. Right, they're going to come to me asking for help. I'm going to be like, "Nope, they're your kids."
Oh, Lord.
We have another question. Let's see. We have one from Red Wine Guzzler, who is actually a longtime friend of Adam Pock. And she wants to know what you think about the evicted people getting a second chance. And is this Big Brother's equivalent to Redemption Island from Survivor?
I think so. I think we've already covered that, too. Somebody said something about Redemption Island earlier.
She got into the chat room a little bit late.
What do you think about
the evicted people getting a second chance?
I think so. I'm glad they're getting a second chance.
Only if it's fair, you know. If it's you know, something where, I don't know, Glenn is very, he did really good with the, you know, endurance part of it. But if it turns to be like endurance and Jay-Z ends up beating him because it's endurance, that's where I think I'm going to be frustrated. But I feel like if it's a mental game, I feel like Glenn may be able to overcome it and win. I just hope that whatever happens, Jose is out of it. I think they're doing this for ratings. because it does bring a lot of drama. And it's actually, I mean, it's a smart concept. And, you know, anymore, I love a second chance at this game. And so I do love it if it's fair all the way across.
Mm-hmm. I actually like all the twists that come back, even the bring back and the BB roadkill. I like all of them. I think that it's a new game. It's not the same game that we've been watching, you know. I mean, it's been the same for so long. It's about time we get some change-ups. So, I mean,
right.
I really
They got one of the producers from Big Brother Canada who did the competitions for Big Brother Canada to come down to Big Brother USA and help with the new competitions. And that's why we're seeing new competitions in Big Brother USA now, because this guy who did the comps for Big Brother Canada is now helping us down in Big Brother USA. And so we're getting fresh competitions finally. And it's really showing. You know,
absolutely.
It's not the same old competitions being rehashed over and over every year.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's finally, you know, we're seeing something new. We do have a caller waiting to talk to you guys. Would you guys like to talk to a fan?
Absolutely.
Sure. Awesome. We have Jason Lee from JTV on with us. Hi, Jason.
What up?
Oh, my God, it's Jason Lee, my favorite.
Hey, Jason.
And my favorite, too.
So, I think that there's going to be two people coming back this year.
Really? Why do you think that?
Because there was 17 house guests last year, and Glenn was eliminated on the first day.
Oh,
and this year's a week longer than last year, so they're gonna either do a. It sounds like I'm thinking a reset after somebody comes back.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right, and you know. Since you're on the school for everybody, I'm gonna do this really quick, right? I go in the left field sometimes, but, you know, this week, you know, it's 4th of July, and, you know, I hope I don't start crying. I remember when, you know, I went into the brother house, and I was away from my family, you know, for the 4th of July, and the biggest experience that I will always remember memory-wise, was we got to lay in the backyard and watch fireworks for the 4th of July. And every time it's 4th of July, I remember them so much. And, you know, besides our men and women that fight for our country, I just appreciate every veteran out there more than you can realize to give us the freedom to even be able to do this show. So I do thank you all for all the, you know, fighting and everything that you have done for us. But every time 4th of July comes, I feel like, you know, even when I went back in season 7 and 11, it seems like it always affected 4th of July. And it just, you know, it brings back so many memories of, you know, one year I was in sequester and I was watching fireworks through my window of the hotel room. And, you know, people don't really realize Big Brother contestants actually go through and the sacrifice to be able to put an amazing reality show on for all of you that's listening and watching. And, you know, it's, and we do it for nothing really. And, you know, if you put the dollar amount and everything of the time that you would work at a regular work, we lose money in the long run. And, you know, we do it for the passion of Big Brother or just to get attention and think that you're going to make it big. But, you know, I wanted to touch base. I wanted to get sentimental a little bit. You know, I do apologize. But I know that, you know, with the four coming around the corner, I hope that, you know, they do something big for 4th of July for them to actually show it. I hope they have a picnic and a margarita party and stuff like that for them.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. I don't know. I don't think Jose should be able to participate in any fireworks or any party or any anything. So that's just my opinion. And if America don't like me for it, guess what? I don't care. I don't think I'd let him.
I think he will be in a hotel room. That's probably where they're at right now, is a hotel room. So he will
I hope he don't get to look out his window and watch fireworks. I hope they stand in front of the window and say, you're not watching fireworks because you don't think the 4th of July should be celebrated.
Spray the window black, right?
Exactly. Sorry. Not today, Satan.
That's funny. Well, Jason, so anything else you'd like to add? I did jump in there. I'm sorry. I go in the left field. You know I do. But it just, that was on my mind to say something. But what else, what did you think about Pauly winning HOH tonight? Do you think that's going to be good? What do you think, who he's going to put up?
I think he's going to put up Victor and Bronte, but I kind of actually hope he puts up Victor and Paul, because I just think that would be the better move, because if they're the two of the strongest people out of that group, you know, you'd want, especially somebody that's already won a veto, if you're wanting to guarantee Victor goes out, you put Paul in there and Paul wins the veto, Bronte goes up, Victor goes home.
That's in a perfect world, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I kind of like to see Bronte somewhere in the loop. I mean, she kind of shocked me the direction she went tonight. It kind of threw me off guard.
You want to talk about the juicy stuff?
Did
y'all see the reality recaps? Or no, the Spencer and McCray interview with Jason Roy?
On the block, I did.
I still have not seen it. It's been sent to me, but I have not watched it.
I watched it at 1 hour and 18 minutes. That's when he starts giving his opinion about James.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. You talking about with Jason Roy? Now, he did call in on Mondays after that, and he changed his views on James quite a bit.
That really kind of struck a nerve with me when I watched that, because last season they were so close, and to go as far as saying the things that he said about James.
I know.
And it felt like that he was trying to take and make James look bad so that everybody else went for day. That's what I got out of it. Which is fine. It's fine, you know, but don't sit there and down him and you know, push hate towards him, and then when he comes out of the house try to be friends with him. That's the only thing that I'm gonna say about that.
Yeah,
I thought it was kind of messed up. Yeah, because James introduced himself as America's favorite. James never introduced himself to anybody. Like, he doesn't go out of his way to talk to anybody. If people want to talk to him, he will talk to them. I know this because I'm with him just about every day, you know, almost every day of the year. And people say, hey, James, and be like, hey, how you doing? He'll chit-chat with you, talk with you, whatever. He doesn't say, hey, I'm James, America's favorite player, you know, because nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares that he's America's favorite player.
Exactly.
I
know that he's not famous. I tell him every day, you're not famous.
Yeah, I did too. Matter of fact, Bailey, she goes up and when she talks to people about Big Brother, she's like, my daddy's famous. And I'm like, no, your daddy's not. Your daddy thinks he's famous. And she's like, nah. So they both think that James is famous, James and Bailey. But, you know, we slap him in the face with reality, and we let him know that you're not famous. I mean, people know who you are, but you're not famous. Go ahead, take a seat. Let's an air out of that head. You're not famous.
He doesn't act famous around me. We still go to the comic book store every Wednesday. He still goes with me to get haircuts, or he'll drive me to pick up arcades from my bar or whatever. You know, he acts like a normal person.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He does it to me to piss me off. Like, James is the type of person that he loves because he can push all my buttons, and he loves to push my buttons. And he'll tell me, I'm famous, you can just get out my face, you know, whatever. Like, he throws it up in my face. But I always tell him you're not famous, and he gets Bailey to tell me that he's famous, and now Bailey tells everybody that he's famous. But, you know, I mean, it's just him playing games. It's just him trying to get under my skin or mess with me because he knows what buttons to push with me. But he doesn't go out and just, hey, I'm James from Big Brother 17, and I'm America's favorite player, and you're going to love me because I think so. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's not James. James is a very humble person. And
yes.
For the things that Jason said about him, for him to say those things, it really got under my skin.
And what bothered me was he was in sequester, you know, and couldn't defend himself when all those things were said.
You had 9 months to say it. I love Jason Dez. He's hilarious. But to me, it's like you had 9 months to say it to him. Why wait till he can't defend himself? That was my only problem with it. You can say whatever you want about James. I tell him every day, like, I don't care if you're Taylor Swift famous. You're just James, okay? Chill. And
yeah,
he's
James Dez regardless.
Yeah, he knows he's not famous. He knows he's just a regular person. He said he doesn't approach people even if he doesn't pay attention when we're walking. I pay attention to everything. I'm like, James, those people are staring at you. They're pointing at you. They know who you are. He's like, well, if they want to say hi to me, they say hi to me. I'm not going to say hi to them because that's weird.
So we have another caller. So would you like me to bring them up?
Oh, I got a question. Okay, my mom just came to me a few minutes ago and said that Polly outed Frank about BB Roadkill.
Really?
Oh, snap.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what they're saying in the chat room on live feed.
Oh,
wow. That could be big.
Oh, Lord.
That could be a real game changer. But aren't they on the same team?
It's completely pointless, though, because unless they win Roadkill, they can't do nothing that Frank.
Yeah, but Frank is on Polly's team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a part of the Apex.
No, I'm talking about the four teams. Who is on Polly's team? The four that are on Polly's team.
Let me look at
Michelle,
here.
Polly, and
Bridget. I don't remember a lot of the names.
Michelle,
not
Polly,
as memorable last season.
I think I want to say it's Frank's team. But I don't know.
Terry, who we bring in on the line real quick?
We have Leah coming up with us.
Is that Vampire Kitty?
Hi, Leah.
Hi! Yes, it's Vampire
Hello,
Kitty.
Hello, Leah.
Yeah, my favorite.
Yeah, how are you all tonight? It's so good to talk to you all again. There's one thing I did want to touch on in regards to why we love James is because he is the most down-to-earth person, and he cares about his fans. And I can say that because he thanked me personally for all the help I gave him. He's talked to me on several occasions, and he remembered my birthday. I haven't seen too many BB people doing that. But it's
right.
James' kind gestures that's why we love him. Has nothing to do with America's favorite, and anyone who says that, it's just bull.
Oh, no, people say he didn't care about fans.
And I want to stress that.
We drove 2 hours because
a girl he's never met, Felicia, saw him on the show, loved him on the show, and she was getting married 2 hours away from us. She sent James an invitation just out of blue, you know, thinking he's not going to show up. And me and James snuck in during the wedding reception, or like during the wedding, and then after the reception, you know, she saw us. She's like, oh, my God, you came.
I remember that. I saw the periscopes. I was like, you guys are so awesome to do that.
Yeah, I don't know one person that would do that.
I have not seen too many BB House guests. And as for Jason, I am not surprised by what he said, because a lot of people have selective memory about people on BB. And I watch the feed to the T, and Jason always talked crap about James. And a big fact people seem to want to forget: the day before Vanessa put Jason up, him and Meg were saying they were going to ditch James and go with Chloe. So Jason and Meg, to an extent, were not in James' corner.
Yeah.
And people forget that shit, but I heard it plain as day on the feed, and I set people straight all the time with that. Jason never really liked James anyway. Him and Meg were plotting, wanted him to go. They were going to kick him to the curb, and then Meg started being buddy-buddy when all her friends got kicked out. But a lot of people seem to forget that.
Yeah, James knows that. We were watching my feed and saw that. He's like, what the heck, Meg? He called Meg out. She was like, what? I didn't know you.
She wanted to keep
Category
Jeff.
4.
She wanted to keep
Category
Jeff
4
over
consists
James.
Of Frank, Michelle,
that's
Polly, and Bridget. So, oh, God.
So. But I just wanted to put that out there, that the reason we love James is because he's just a good person. He's just like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not into the fame crap at all. So, people need to check themselves. That bothers me so much.
The only reason,
well,
the thing about where Jason said, soon as they were done or whatever, the first thing that came out of his mouth was, can I go on another show? What Jason doesn't seem to understand is James is in this for the money. James wants. He wants his daughter to not have to worry about anything.
Exactly, and there's
and
nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not
if
at all.
Me, I would have done the same damn thing.
Everybody promotes their YouTube, their Instagrams, and their Twitters. That doesn't mean crap.
Exactly.
Because everybody's pimping out there. Oh, yeah, follow me on Instagram, Twitter. Everybody does it. They just want to pick on James because they wanted to find something to hate on, because
yep.
they're jealous of him, period.
Yep, exactly.
You know, he served his country, too.
Exactly.
And people need
yep.
to show some respect for our veterans. That's why Josiah
yep.
disgusts me. I'm a patriot.
God, me too.
You don't piss on America, and you don't piss
exactly.
on veterans. And that offends me.
That offends me as well. Like
I was like appalled by that. And he said it to James, who served.
Exactly.
How the hell do you do that?
Like, exactly. And then the thing about it is they bring him back this, or they're doing that whole bring back thing, and I don't feel that Jose should be able to even participate in it because of the simple fact that we do have so much controversy going on in the world with the military
yeah.
and people pissing on flags and walking on flags and
yes,
doing
disgusting.
All crazy crap and then people shooting up stuff. I for one, feel that if you don't support the military, then you need to get the hell out of America.
You make,
because
exactly.
they're the ones
people,
that keep it, that are keeping you safe.
Yeah, I tell people who give me crap all the time, because I'm a conservative. You know what I tell them? I say, go to frickin' Siberia, go to commie China, or go to the Middle East. Just get your butts out of America. If you can't support it or appreciate it, get out.
Exactly. Well,
we've
got to get
you
somebody
them,
in
Leah.
Office that's got some balls.
Yeah, don't mess with veterans. Don't mess with veterans.
Exactly.
Any
and
animal.
I feel that if you have an opinion about the military or the 4th of July or anything to do with America as a whole, I feel that you should not voice your opinion unless it's a good opinion. If you got a bad thing about the military, then guess what? Keep that shit to yourself, because we don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear you sit there and talk about the military.
Exactly. It's like, it's my stance is this. You don't have to support any war, fine, but you damn better well respect our veterans and
exactly.
all our men and women serving and fighting. You don't have to agree with the politics crap, but you can surely support our brave men and women who fight to give us the right to just breathe every day.
Exactly.
Don't,
and if you
don't
support that,
our veterans.
If you don't support that, then why don't you join your happy ass in the military and go overseas and fight for your own freedom?
Go to North Korea and China. Go to communist countries. You know, come on. I mean, people
right,
have
guys,
the right
well,
to their opinions, but geez.
All right, guys. I agree with you 100%. It's time to wrap up the show, Leah. It's always great to hear you. I agree with you 100%. My mother's a veteran, so I totally understand. But thank you so much for calling in. And I
it was great talking to you all. Team James forever.
Absolutely.
You guys.
Thanks for calling in, Leah.
You're welcome.
Bye, Leah. Bye,
Jason. Love you guys. Say hi to Gizmo for me.
Here, y'all.
<Hi. laughs> All right.
So,
bye,
thanks, Leah.
Good night.
Bye.
And Bree and Jason, I want to say special thanks so much for y'all calling in, be a part of the show. Hopefully in a few weeks we can have y'all on again and talk about what's going on and maybe some things that James does. I appreciate y'all so much. And, of course, I'm Team James as well, and I really hope he goes all the way. And, again, thank you so much for calling in tonight. And if y'all want to say goodbye, this would be a great time to do that.
Goodbye, Martha. Thanks for listening. And Cowboy, I can't wait to see you again. Hopefully you don't fall this time to shoot some shotguns.
Absolutely. That was fun when we were down there.
Yeah,
we'll have a good date.
Tell your wife and your kids I said hello.
She said hello. She's listening too.
I'll tell her definitely put up that video.
Absolutely. She'll do that. Bray, you want to say goodbye?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Bye, guys. It was fun. Hopefully we'll do it again soon. And I'm really mad that I didn't get invited to shoot shotguns with y'all.
She was invited.
It was flooded. It was flooded where you was.
Y'all could have got a helicopter and come and got me. I mean, I was in the middle of a flood. Y'all could have come and saved me.
Yeah, we could have. We could have been Rambo or something, huh?
Yeah, like landed at
the hospital. Let's go. Let's ride out.
Kayla said hello.
I will. I don't think she's listening tonight, but I will definitely tell her. She's expecting me again, so.
Oh, well.
Lord
so
be with me. I will. But
all right. Thank you.
Certainly give Bailey a hug for us.
I will, of course. I'm about to go snuggle in bed with her right now.
Aww. And we certainly hope to have you guys back on the show with us a little later in the season to talk about James as he is winding up Big Brother 18, because I think he's going to be in the house a long time. So we'd love to have you guys back to talk about how he's doing later on in the season. So thank you guys so much for coming on. It's been a blast talking to you guys. And can't wait to see how James does. I hope he goes very, very far. And we'll be keeping in touch with you guys on Twitter and Facebook. And just really hope that James holds on and does well in this season and stays with the girls and does what he does best and just stays the James that we all know and love.
Oh, no, I hope so. Well, that $1 million,
so
half a million, doesn't change him.
Yeah. Oh, it won't. I'm sure.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
But.
Well, y'all have a good night. Give James' daughter a big hug and kiss from all of us, and we really do hope the best for James, and we will talk to y'all in a few weeks to talk to see hopefully if he's a contender for the jury or top three.
Oh, yeah. He's not going in jury. He's going all the way.
He's going all the way. I'm pretty sure of that. So we got a good chance this year. But thank y'all. I will give Bailey everybody's love. Y'all keep me up to date because I work a lot and I really don't get to watch anything except for the shows. So keep me up to date. Keep me informed. Let me know if anybody's gunning for James. I'll try and post pictures, let everybody see Bailey. Of course, I know how everybody loves Bailey. So I'll try to keep up with y'all as much as I can, but I got to work. So,
I understand.
I'm sure. But it was fun. Love you guys. I got to go to bed now because I got to be up for 6 hours.
Y'all have a good night.
Well,
thank you all so much.
All right. Good night.
Talk to
you later.
Good night.
See you later.
Good night.
Thanks, bud.
Good night, Jason.
Thank you so much, babe.
Well, thank you all for having me. Anytime. Well, as we're wrapping up, real quick, Cherry, I know that time is really cutting thin, but on the election with the McCoy brothers, I wanted to share really quick. One brother won the primary. The other brother didn't. I believe it was Jet McCoy that won on the Republican primary, and the other brother lost by like 40 votes. I mean, it was crazy. It was like 1,500 votes each, and I mean, he literally like lost like by 40 votes. It's crazy, but I see a future in politics for both of them, and I wish both of them the best of luck in the political world. But I just, since they're reality TV from Amazing Race, I thought I'd share that with everybody real quick.
That's awesome. So you don't know which one, was it the Democrat or the Republican that won?
The Republican won. The Democrat lost like by 40 votes. But the thing is, they were in two different districts. They weren't even in the same district. They were going up against different people. So it's weird that they weren't in the same district. So I guess they don't even live by each other, which, you know, I guess it happens. But I just, you know, I will have 100% answer next Thursday. But I believe it was Jet that won the Republican side primary. And then the main election will be in November.
That's
so
wild that they were both running for election. That's just wild. But I wish them both the best of luck and very glad that one of them won.
Yeah.
I did have down who all voted for who tonight. I don't know if you want me to quickly run through that. Victor voted for Polly. Zakiya voted for Jose. Paul voted for Polly. Frank voted for Jose. Devon voted for Jose. Michelle voted for Jose. Bronte voted for Polly. Natalie voted for Polly. James voted for Jose. Tiffany voted for Jose. And Corey voted for Jose. And in the battle back, I don't know when that competition will take place, but Glenn and Jose will do a competition. One of them will then move on and battle back whoever is evicted next week and so forth. The first five evicted will be involved in this battle back to get back in the house. So that's quite a big twist that they're throwing out there for the beginning of the Big Brother 18 season.
Oh, I agree.
And I want to remind everyone for Manic Monday, because 4th of July lands on Monday and it is a national holiday, we are moving Manic Monday to Tuesday this coming week. So we won't be here on Monday. It's going to be a Manic Tuesday this week. So we want everybody to enjoy their holiday, enjoy the 4th of July with your family and friends, and join us on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Michelle will be announcing who her guest is on Twitter and Facebook. I will as well. She will have one of the Big Brother alumni. She has a lot of them that's wanting to come on her show, and she has to go through and figure out who she's going to have on Tuesday. But she will make that announcement. But we're moving it to Tuesday because of the holidays. So I just wanted to remind everybody once again, we won't be here on Monday on the 4th of July. We feel like that's just a holiday for family and friends. And we don't want to ask people to come to a show on a national holiday when you should be enjoying it with family. So we're moving it to Tuesday and hope everybody will join us at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for Manic Tuesday this week. So with that, I think we're ready to wrap up. I hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday. Take care and be safe with the fireworks and anything you're doing, driving and fireworks and all that you might be doing this weekend. Enjoy. If you're going out, don't drink and drive, all that kind of good stuff. Just enjoy the holiday with your family. And that's about all I have. Are you ready, Cowboy?
Well, let's do this. Until next time.
All right, everybody. Be kind to each other out there. Here's Ron to close us out for the night. Take care and happy 4th of July.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's always a great one with Michael Cowboy Ellis. Cowboy, thank you so much for everything you do. I hope you and your family have a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Thank you, ma'am, and I hope y'all as well with your dogs and try to protect their ears.
We do. We stay home and keep them calm down because we have so many fireworks around here. We don't want them to be scared, so we stay home and just keep our puppies safe. So we don't go out on 4th of July. But that's okay. We barbecue, we grill, and have a nice holiday at home. We enjoy it.
Absolutely. And I hope everyone listening has a safe 4th of July, and thank you to the veterans that has gave us this freedom to celebrate with our family. So God bless and thank you.
Very well said. Thank you so much, Cowboy. You have a great night. Again, we'll do this all again next Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. Yeehaw.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. And that's a wrap for tonight. Everybody take care. God bless. Be kind to each other. That's it for tonight. Good night, all.